In this bulletin, parts of Darwin's CBD evacuated after an earthquake off Indonesia. Israel Folau's fundraising campaign removed from an online site. And Ashley Barty seizes the world number one tennis ranking. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Darwin and the rest of Australia's top end region has been shaken by an earthquake in the Banda Sea off Indonesia. The earthquake shook buildings in Darwin's CBD and several hotels and businesses were evacuated, with tremors felt for about 5 minutes. The US Geological Survey says an earthquake of magnitude 7.5 struck in the remote area of Indonesia around 11 a.m. Office workers were seen throughout Darwin outside buildings after fleeing the earthquake. Geoscience Australia says the earthquake struck at a depth of about 220 kilometres and had been felt as far away as the Kimberley region in Western Australia. Israel Folau's campaign to raise money for his legal fight against Rugby Australia has been removed from GoFundMe. GoFundMe's Australian regional manager, Nicola Britton, says the page was removed as it violated the site's terms of reference. Ms. Britton says while the company welcomes diverse civil debate, it doesn't tolerate the promotion of discrimination. She says the company is committed to the fight for equality for LGBTIQ plus people and fostering an environment of inclusivity. The page had raised more than $750,000 of a $3 million target before it was removed, and refunds will be issued to all donors. Labor wants the federal government to offer more people tax cuts quicker when Parliament resumes. The opposition's frontbench has decided to support the first part of the government's three-stage, $158 billion tax plan. It will also back the second part as long as the government brings it forward to start in the 2019-20 financial year, not 2022 as originally planned. But Labor also wants the government to defer legislation on the third part of the plan, due to start in 2024. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says if the coalition makes the concessions, Labor will help it to pass the tax cuts.
We think that stage three, at a cost of some $95 billion down the track, for an economy which is very soft at the moment, which no one can say what the economy looks like in 2024-25, is really a triumph of hope over economic reality.
The government has repeatedly refused to split the bill. Assistant Treasurer Michael Suka saying the entire plan must be retained and cannot be pulled apart. The ABC has launched legal action over the raids at its Sydney headquarters by the Australian Federal Police. The public broadcaster says it's lodged an application in the federal court to set aside the warrant that authorised the AFP raid earlier in June and to demand the return of all seized files. The ABC is also seeking a permanent injunction to prevent the Federal Police from accessing the material seized. Environment Minister Susan Lee has announced the Leadbeater's possum will remain on the nation's critically endangered species list. The possum lives in old-growth forests in the Central Highlands region, where Vic Forest logging operations take place. In tennis, Ashley Barty has become the world number one after claiming her third title of the season. Barty defeated Germany's Ulia Gerges 6-3-7-5 in the final of the Birmingham Classic to take the top ranking. The 23-year-old is the first Australian woman to hold the number one ranking since her mentor, Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley, did back in 1976. Despite her success, Barty says she doesn't consider herself anywhere near Goolagong-Cawley status.
To be even mentioned in the same sentence is incredible. As Yvonne, she's an amazing human being and has set the tone for so many Australians and so many Indigenous Australians around our country and around the world. She's just an amazing person, and what she has done in her career was incredible, and what she continues to do off the court for us as a sport is amazing. But to have her as a friend is amazing.
Barty will head into Wimbledon next month as the top-seeded player, having won her last 12 matches. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for Tuesday. Perth, partly cloudy and 21 degrees tomorrow. Adelaide, cloud clearing and 15. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 15. Hobart, similar and 13. Canberra, partly cloudy, 15 degrees. Wollongong, showers, 17. Sydney, a shower or two and 19. Newcastle, showers, 19 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two and 21. Cairns, a possible shower, 25. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 29 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.